I'm Justin Martin with KERA News. The demolition of the so-called Leaning Tower of Dallas is underway. It started this morning and crowds of spectators gathered just north of downtown to watch. As KERA's Becca Moore reports, tearing down the building has been a slow process.
In a field next to the construction site, Ashley Alpert sat with her son Ruben in her lap, both wrapped in a black scarf, braving the wind. She came prepared with snacks and a thermos.
His favorite pastime is to watch construction, and I felt this was the ultimate construction site.
No one can see me.
It's something unique, and that doesn't happen a lot, right?
The core of the 11-story building survived an implosion earlier this month. It remained stubbornly in place, leaning, and became an online sensation as people snapped selfies in front of it. A wrecking ball was brought in Monday to take care of the rest. It smashed into the side of the building, first creating only a loud thud. Then finally, after several attempts, chunks of concrete started to rain down on the rubble below. The slow-swinging wrecking ball became the butt of social media jokes. Onlookers Vanessa Abe, Stacey Simon, and Adrina Lugo couldn't help but laugh.
Why is the ball not bigger?
Yep. Why aren't they hitting lower?
And why are they hitting it on
the
side?
Yes.
We're not engineers, but it doesn't make sense.
So many things haven't made sense about this tower. Surviving the implosion, attracting gawkers armed with cameras, and going viral. For no other reason than the fact that it just won't come down. I'm Becca Moore in Dallas.
See pictures of the Leaning Tower at KERANews.org.